Einstein reflected that this is just like the so-called internal forces that act on us when we move with a non-uniform speed or direction. It is an inertial force that pushes passengers back in their seats when an airplane accelerates down the runway. The centrifugal force that keeps the Earth from falling into the sun is also an inertial force. All these inertial forces are, like gravitational forces, proportional to the mass of the body on which they act. We on Earth do not feel either the gravitational field of the sun or the centrifugal force caused by the Earth's motion around the sun, because the two forces balance each other. But this balance would be spoiled if one force was proportional to the mass of the objects on which it acts and the other was not. Some objects might then fall off the Earth into the sun, and others could be thrown off the Earth into interstellar space. In general, the fact that gravitational and inertial forces are both proportional to the mass of the body on which they act, but depend on no other property of the body, makes it possible at any point in any gravitational field to identify a freely falling frame of reference, in which neither gravitational nor inertial forces are felt, because they are in perfect balance for all bodies. When we do feel gravitational or inertial forces, it is because we are not in a freely falling frame. For example, on the Earth's surface, freely falling bodies accelerate toward the center of the Earth at 32 feet per second per second, and we feel a gravitational force unless we happen to be accelerating downward at the same rate. Einstein made a logical jump and guessed that gravitational and inertial forces were at the bottom the same thing. He called this the principle of equivalence of gravitation and inertia, or the equivalence principle for short. According to this principle, any gravitational field is completely described by telling which frame of reference is freely falling at each point in space and time. Einstein spent almost a decade after 1907 searching for an appropriate mathematical framework for these ideas. Finally, he found just what he needed in a profound analogy between the role of gravitation in physics and that of curvature in geometry. The fact that the force of gravity can be made to disappear for a brief time over a small region around any point in a gravitational field by adopting a suitable, freely falling frame of reference is just like the property of curved surfaces, that we can make a map that, despite the curvature of the surface, correctly indicates distances and directions in the immediate neighborhood of any point we like. If the surface is curved, no one map will correctly indicate distances and directions everywhere. Any map of a large region is a compromise, distorting distances and directions in one way or another.